弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace in the Lord, brothers and sisters.
今天我们给我们的一个的讲到的题目说我们你们要去。
So the theme of today's sermon is about go.
去哪里呢？
Where are we going?
去旅行。
Are we going on a vacation?
耶稣基督的大使命。
Oh, it is to exercise the great commission that Jesus issued.
今天是特别我们教会有八位弟兄姊妹将会有到芝加哥的一个的短宣的一个的差派。
8 of our brothers and sisters were going to Chicago for a short-term mission trip.
所以我们选择了这样一个题目。
And that's why we chose this topic today.
盼望上帝的大使命能够鼓励到我们的弟兄姊妹。
I'm hoping that the message of the Great Commission can encourage our brothers and sisters.
给他们有力量，给他们有勇气。
So that they have courage and they have the power and strength.
我们知道这个大使命是谁颁布的吗？
Do we know who issued this Great Commission?
它不是我们教会颁布的，也不是我们牧者颁布的，或者是说我们的我们的播颁布的。
It wasn't issued by our church, our pastors, or our board.
这个颁布的是我们的救主耶稣基督。
It was issued by our Christ Jesus.
他是宇宙的至高者。
He is the highest of the highest.
是在耶稣基督即将要升天的时候颁布给他跟随他的门徒的。
It was the mission that Jesus gave before he was taken up to heaven.
这是最高的命令，也是最后的命令。
It's the highest and also the last order.
所以这是非常重要的。
So it is very important.
他所颁布给谁呢？
So who is this for?
是颁布给我们每一位我们信耶稣的跟随他的门徒。
It is for everyone who believed in Jesus and followed him as disciples.
大使命不单单是给牧师，给那些积极分子。
So the Great Commission is not only for pastors or whoever is very enthusiastic.
是给我们每一位的信徒，我们所听到他的大使命的人都是他所差派的。
It's for every believer. Everyone who hears this Great Commission, it is who he's sending.
刚才那段经文说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
The Bible passage said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
权柄是很重要的。
Authority is very important.
我们是奉了谁的权柄去履行这个使命？
And in whose name are we executing this authority?
我们奉的是耶稣基督的名。
We are doing this in the name of Jesus.
我们刚才所念的这段经文，它是告诉我们一切的权柄，所有的权柄都归给耶稣基督了。
The passage told us that all authority has been given to Jesus.
腓立比书二章这么说，他叫一切天上的、地下的和地底下的，都因耶稣的名，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
他这个的权柄是所有的权柄。
So this authority is all authority.
天上的、地下的、地底下的。
In heaven, on earth, under the earth.
看得见的，看不见的，物质界的，灵界的。
Visible, invisible, tangible, spiritual.
一切都在耶稣基督的手上。
Everything is in the hands of Jesus.
所有的都要听他的命令。
Everything must listen to Jesus.
耶稣基督斥责风浪的时候，风浪就要平静。
When Jesus told the wind and also the storm to stop, those stopped.
疾病、污鬼要听他的吩咐。
Sickness, demons, they all have to listen to Jesus.
死亡不能胜过他。
Death cannot overcome Jesus.
耶稣基督要将死亡踩在脚下。
Jesus puts death under his feet.
没有什么东西是可以拦阻耶稣基督的权柄的。
Nothing can stop Jesus' authority.
没有什么耶稣基督是不能胜过的。
There's nothing that Jesus cannot overcome.
这就是上帝的权柄。
This is the authority from God.
我们是奉着这样的权柄去行使大使命。
It is in the name of this authority that we are exercising the Great Commission.
所以说我们当我们被差出去的时候，我们要刚强，我们要勇敢。
And that's why we said when we're sent, we have to be courageous and we have to be brave.
我们不要害怕，因为耶稣基督要做我们的保障，要做我们的盾牌。
And not to be afraid, because Jesus is going to be our refuge and also going to be our protection.
耶稣基督说，所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Jesus said, all authority is given to me.
另外的一个意思是什么呢？是你是可以使用耶稣基督他给你的权柄。
And what that also means is, you can exercise the power from Jesus.
大家看到这一张图。
So let's look at this picture.
你看到这个很出名的一个中国的一个官员拿着一把宝剑。
It is a very famous official in China, and he's holding a sword in his hand.
那个宝剑，我们在英文世界里可能不太清楚。那个宝剑是很厉害的。
So maybe in the English culture we're not so sure about it, but in the Chinese culture this sword is very important.
那个叫中文叫圣，那个叫尚方宝剑。
It is equivalent to the sword authorized by the emperor.
这个宝剑。手上拿着这个宝剑，他拥有的这个宝剑的时候，是与皇帝有同等的权利。
Whoever is holding the sword, he has the same authority as the emperor.
当那些官员他去到地方官员的时候，他们看到这个宝剑，就等于看到了皇帝他本人。
So when these officials they went to different places holding the sword, all the people who saw the sword they feel like they are seeing the emperor himself.
他们都要在宝剑面前跪下来，无论你有多大的官。
And they have to kneel down regardless of the rank of your offices.
那是表示说，拿着这个宝剑的人，皇帝授给了他有生杀的大权。
And that means whoever is holding this royal sword, the emperor has authorized him the power of life and death.
他不管你有多大的权力，他可以按照他自己的想法来执法。
Doesn't matter how much authority that you have locally, this person, he can exercise the power.
弟兄姊妹，当我们被差遣去行使大使命的时候，就好像我们门徒拿着耶稣基督的尚方宝剑。
Brothers and sisters, when we are sent to the field for the Great Commission, it is like we are holding the sword from the Lord to do this.
我们可以凭着耶稣基督的权柄来行使他的权柄。行使他的权威。
We can base on Jesus' authority to exercise his power.
耶稣基督对彼得说，
Jesus told Peter,
我把天国的钥匙给你了，凡是在地上捆绑的，在天上也捆绑，凡是在地上释放的，在天上也释放。
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
我们要留意到地上与天上。
We have to pay attention to earth and heaven.
那就是说，你在地上行使权力的时候，你所行使的权柄在天上是会被认可的。
That means the power that you are exercising on earth has been approved by the authority in the heaven.
当我们奉着耶稣基督的名去宣传福音，去教训在世界上我们所要传福音的人的时候。
When we preach the gospel and also to teach the people who know the gospel in the name of Jesus,
与耶稣基督有同等的 权柄，他可以命令，可以奉耶稣的名让地上天下天上地下地底下的都听从耶稣基督的命令。
That means you have the same authority as Jesus, and also that means you have the power on earth and also under the earth.
当我们向一个人来奉耶稣的名，要他来释放他，在最终释放的时候，他就会被释放。
When we want to release a person from sins in the name of Jesus, his sins will be released.
我们奉耶稣基督的名来祝福的时候，他就会被祝福。我们奉耶稣基督的名，让他能够在各种的困境当中得着安息，他就会得着安息。
When we want to bless someone in the name of Jesus, he or she will get the blessings. And if we want to help someone who is in distress, he will have that rest in Jesus.
因为上帝耶稣基督上帝的权柄在他的身上是有效的。
That is because the authority from God on Jesus is effective.
所以我们弟兄姊妹被差遣去芝加哥去短宣的时候，我们要相信我们的耶稣基督，他的权柄和我们同在。
So when we are being sent to Chicago, we have to trust that Jesus' authority is going with us, and we can exercise that.
我们是带着耶稣基督的权柄来祝福这个地方，来释放这个地方，来让这个地方能够被上帝的救恩所拯救。
We are bringing with us this authority to preach the gospel for people to believe and for people to receive the salvation.
这就是说刚才我们说的所有的权柄都给耶稣基督了。
And that's what we just talked about. All authority has been given to Jesus.
那我们的大使命，它的对象是谁呢？
And who are the targets of the Great Commission?
大使命的对象是万民。
And that is all nations.
就是我们整个地球的人。
And that means everybody on the earth.
不管你的语言是什么，不管你的肤色是什么，不管你的种族是什么。
Regardless of language, skin color, and ethnicity.
这都是我们要服侍的对象，都是上帝所爱的。
These are all the people we have to serve, and these are the people who God loves.
使徒行传一章八节这么说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8 But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
从耶路撒冷到犹太全地，到犹太全地，撒玛利亚到地极，这样的一个的距离，其实是空间的，所说的是空间的距离。
From Jerusalem to Judea, Samaria to the ends of the earth, it is physical distance.
直到地极，这个地极就是世界的尽头。
So the end of the earth is the very end that we can go.
对于犹太人他们的眼光来看，就是那些在远处的外邦人居住的地方。
From the Jews' perspective, those are the Gentiles who are living far away from them.
在这个过去的两千年的历史当中，福音已经渐渐基本上已经传遍了地极。
So in the past 2,000 years, the gospel has been preached gradually to everywhere.
除了一些中东啊、非洲一些比较刚硬的地方。
Apart from those hard soil places in Middle East.
福音不是自己会走路的。
Gospel does not walk by itself.
福音是人所走出来的。
It's the path that's walked by people.
罗马书十章这么说，可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
Romans chapter 10 verse 17 said, Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ.
我们能够相信耶稣基督，那是因为有人向我们传福音。
The reason that we can become Christian is because somebody preached to us.
我们不是自己找上去的。
We did not find it by ourselves.
是因为有人传。
is because somebody preached.
我们今天坐在这个地方，是因为有多少的宣教士用他的脚将福音带到我们这个地方。
Today, why we're sitting so comfortably right here is because there's so many missionaries, they walked on their feet to come to us and to preach to us.
甚至摆上了多少的生命。
A lot of them, they sacrificed their lives.
因为在从福音诞生的第一天，这个世界的逼迫就已经产生。
Because from the first day the gospel came to us, persecution came as well.
这个世界是不欢迎福音的。
This world does not welcome the gospel.
是抵挡上帝的。
It is against God.
这个福音开始传的是从耶路撒冷开始的。
The gospel started from Jerusalem.
当这是耶路撒冷的信徒门徒传聚会的时候，就会被政府管他们离开。
When the disciples they gathered together, the government will come and then will send and will break them away.
他们就到了撒玛利亚，到了犹太全地。
They were scattered, and so they went to Samaria and also ends of the world.
这是第二个阶段。
That's the second phase.
到了第三个阶段，他们走得更远，在安提阿建立了第一家的外邦地的一个教会。
In the third stage, they went to Antioch, and they started a church over there.
然后就往地中海周围的欧洲国家来传福音。
And then they continued on to the Mediterranean area and to the European countries.
这个福音的传播也是一个逼迫的一个的历史的一个的一直的进行。
The spread of the gospel goes hand in hand with the history of persecution.
里面有很多的宣教士因为福音的缘故会被杀害。
There were so many missionaries killed because of the reasons of spreading the gospel.
当我们去看到宣教历史的时候，我们就看到有很多的殉道士会被施以火被火烧死。
If we look at the history of the missionaries, we saw so many cases that those missionaries were burned as punishment.
今天到了我们这个美国，现在基本上说是个太平的世界。
If we look at the United States today, we are pretty stable.
我们来到教会能够舒舒服服的，能够坐在这里听道。
When we come to the church, we can sit here comfortablyTo listen to the sermons.
开着空调。
Have the air conditioning on.
那是因为有很多宣教士的代价。
And that's the cost paid by many missionaries.
将这个福音通过生命来传到我们身上。
Through their lives, they share the gospel with us.
所以为什么说我们是欠了福音的债？
And that's why we say we owe the debt to gospel.
当我们白白的得到这个福音的时候，也是要白白的能够将这个福音能够传出去。
When we receive this gospel, this grace, at no cost, we have to preach the grace and gospel.
宣道会它的组建就是为了实现一个普世的一个的宣教。
CNMA is to carry out this great commission.
它的全称叫基督徒与宣教士的联盟。
Its previous name is Christian and Missionary Alliance.
就这个宣道会致力于将福音传到未得没有听到福音的那个未得之门这些地方。
And they're committed to spread the gospel to places the gospel has not reached.
在那个地方耕耘。
And then to stay there and to cultivate.
特别是那些贫困。落后的地方
especially places where those are poor and also underdeveloped.
我们 local church 是宣道会的一员。
We here as a local church, we are a member of CNMA.
有与宣道会共同的一个的使命和目标。
We share the same vision and also goal.
所以鼓励弟兄姊妹大力的支持宣道会的一个宣教。
We want to encourage brothers and sisters to support the missionary work that we're doing.
我们可以通过祷告、奉献、拆船 来支持宣教工作。
We can support this missionary work through prayers, through offerings, and also through mission trips.
我们可以在近处被差遣，也可以在远处被差遣。
We can be sent to somewhere really close by, and we can also be sent to places farther away.
这是芝加哥的短宣，非常感谢弟兄姊妹的一个大力支持。
The Chicago short-term mission trip, we really, really appreciate the support from brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹祷告了很久。
You prayed for us for a long time.
我们有些弟兄姊妹跟这八位成员当中的，我们建立了个祷告的伙伴的关系。
We also have a few brothers and sisters who are our prayer partners of the eight people who are going.
不仅上在属灵上给他们很大的支持，也在金钱上给他们有很大的支持。
Not only are you supporting us spiritually, you're also supporting us financially.
所以我们说我们是同被上帝所差遣的。
And that's why we can say we are sent by God together.
不论在前面打仗的还是在后面支持的，我们都是被差遣的一群人。
Regardless of being in the front or in the back end, we are together answering to God's mission.
从耶路撒冷到犹太全地到地极，这也表示着一个的心灵跟文化的距离。
From Jerusalem to Judea to the ends of the earth, it is also about the spiritual and cultural difference.
我们知道文化是具有封闭性或者是有排他性的。
We all know that culture can be closed and exclusive.
虽然你英文跟中文都懂。
Although you know both English and Chinese,
你看到，但你中文的人，你看到中文的笑，你心里就会笑。
When you look at the word laugh or smile in Chinese character, you will smile and laugh in your heart.
但是当他看到英文 laugh 的时候，他不会笑。
But if you see the word laugh in English, you may not laugh instantly.
因为这是文化的隔阂。
And that is the cultural barrier.
虽然你也懂得中文，你也懂得英文。
Although you know both Chinese and English,
但是我说 "I love you" 的时候
，But when I say "I love you"，
他们中文的人听到这个 "I love you" 的时候，他是没有那么爱的。
The people who speak in Chinese they may not feel as strong.
但是如果英文人士你说我爱你，你听到他就很开心。
But if you are speaking in English and you hear "I love you," you'll be very happy.
因为这能够心与心之间能是相通，能够语言能够使他们之间的距离能够拉近的。
Because language can shorten the distance between people.
文化会产生一些的心灵的距离跟隔绝。
Culture can build distances.Between our spiritual, can be spiritual distances and also. Different cultures can have barriers between people culturally and also spiritually.
如果加上政治。经济封锁的时候，就会变得更加的复杂。
And if we add onto it political and also economic components, it will be even more complicated.
撒玛利亚那个地方是被人轻看的。
The place of Samaria is being discriminated by people.
那个地方对于犹太人来说，那个是一个异教，是一个异文化的地方。
Samaria to the Jews, it was a place that is with a different culture.
当北国以色列将这个以色列人掳走的时候，他就将其他国家的那些居民就迁移到撒玛利亚这个地方。
When the northern kingdom of Israel was captivated, they went over and they also absorbed some of the culture from the Samaritans.
所以这里的犹太人就跟外族人通婚。
And the Jews over there, they had intermarriage with the people in Samaria.
就接受外边的偶像的崇拜。
And they started to adopt the idols of those people.
所以犹太人认为他们的血种是不纯净的。
And that's why the Jews thought that the bloodline was impure.
他们不是真正的犹太人。
They were not genuine and authentic Jews.
所以他们看不起撒玛利亚人。
And that's why they looked down upon the Samaritans.
他们说，我是纯正的犹太人，我是上帝所选择的高贵的选民。
The Jews would say, I'm pure blood Jews, and I'm chosen by God. But no, you are not.
当耶稣基督在撒玛利亚跟一个妇人讲，当耶稣基督和一位撒玛利亚妇人在井边谈话传福音的时候，
When Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman next to the well,
他的门徒就对耶稣说，你为什么跟他们说话？
The disciples asked Jesus, why did you talk to her?
也就是说，你知道他们什么人吗？
Didn't you know who she was?
所以他们之间的文化当中，你会 看到文化与文化之间是有骄傲存在的，是有轻视存在的，是有冲突存在的。
And we can see from this conversation that between cultures, there's despise, there's disrespect and conflict.
各个国家之间有没有文化冲，有没有文化当中的冲突，这些情况发生？
Do we see the conflicts between countries culturally?
有。
Of course.
你在学生当中你很容易体会到，你在整个的美国这个地方你都能够体会到。
Even being a student, you can tell very clearly, even in the United States.
所以美国这个社会是非常讲究不得歧视的一个国家。KC.
So even though United States is a country that emphasizes that we cannot... I don't have the word. Discriminate, yeah. Even though the United States emphasized that we cannot discriminate people.
华人社会里边有没有这种一些的文化里边的一些问题？
Are we seeing that in the Chinese community?
有。
Yes.
台湾人怎么看香港人？
How does the Taiwanese look at the Hong Kong people?
香港人怎么看大陆人？
And how about the Hong Kong people looking at the people from mainland China?
中国人怎么看印度人？
How about Chinese towards the Indians?
都存在着文化上面的一些的隔阂，一些的问题存在。
We can always find all the barriers and discrimination between cultures.
要将一个福音传到一个另外一个文化的地方，要拆除人与人之间的隔绝，文化与文化之间的藩篱。
In order to preach the gospel to a different culture, we have to remove the barriers between the cultures that people bring with them.
如果你认为你是一个高贵地区来的，如果你认为你是一个先进地方来的，你没有办法去爱他们。
If you feel that, or if you think that you are from a prestigious and also advanced place, there's no way that you can love those people.
你认为你讲的英文的口语的更加的纯正，比他们 更加的纯正的时候，你没有办法爱他们。
If you feel that you have better accent in English than those people, there's no way that you can love them.
你认为你使用的繁体字比其他地方所使用的简体字更加的先进，更加的文明的时候，你就没有办法爱那个地方的人。
If you feel that the traditional Chinese that you're using is much more advanced and civilized than the simplified Chinese, there's no way that you can love them.
福音的传播的拦阻就是这些一些的彼此的不信任，彼此的敌对。
The barriers of preaching the gospel is because of this mistrust and also because of this kind of rejection.
我们这一次去芝加哥的这个短宣的地方，是在一个 Family Empowerment Center.
So we'll be going to Family Empowerment Center when we're in Chicago.
在里边会，我想会有一些的遭到一些比较特殊经历的人。
I believe there will be a lot of people who have very special experience.
或者是有一些比较不同文化背景的人。
Or maybe some of them they have pretty different culture.
当我们去跟他们接触的时候，他们需要什么？
When we interact with them, what do they need?
他们需要我们的认可。
They need our acknowledgement.
他们需要你将他们视为自己人。
They wanted us to see them as our own people.
他们不一定需要我们的同情。
They may not need our compassion.
但他一定需要我们的尊重跟肯定。
But they need our respect and acknowledgement.
保罗说：“我像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。”
Paul said, "Become all things to all people."
我面对犹太人，我就要做犹太人；我面对在律法之下的人，我就要做一个在律法之下的人。
To the Jews, I become Jews, and to people on the law, I will be lawful.
我跟软弱人在一起的时候，我就要做一个软弱的人，就是以他们认同。
To the weak, I became weak, and that is for the reason that I want to be in common ground with them.
大使命的中心是什么呢？
What is the theme of the Great Commission?
大使命的中心是使万民做我的门徒。
The theme is to make disciples of all nations.
这个大使命的内容 有上一部分，有下一部分。
There are two parts to the Great Commission.
上一部分是关于布道的。
The first part is about evangelism.
使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，这是布道性的内容。
To make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is evangelizing.
下一部分的内容是栽培的。
And the second part of this is about cultivating.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都叫他们遵守。
Teaching them to obey everything I have commanded to you.
所以，当一个弟兄姊妹去行使大使命的时候，先要什么？先要向他们传福音。
And that's why when we exercise the Great Commission, the first thing that we have to do is to share with them the gospel.
让他们能够认识到我是个罪人，我需要拯救，我需要接受耶稣基督做我的救主。
So that they know that they are a sinner and they need salvation and they would want to receive Jesus as the Savior.
然后给他们施洗。
And then to baptize them.
当一个人接受耶稣基督为他个人救主的时候，我们说他是谁？他就是个基督徒。
When someone accepted Jesus, who do we call them? These are the Christians.
如果你在这个教会当中被受洗了，那你就归入这个教会，那个叫什么？叫信徒，叫 church member.
You, when you're baptized at a church, you are received into the church as a church member.
那么一个人他成了基督徒，他成了信徒，他就是个门徒吗？
But if a person becomes a Christian, does it mean that he's a disciple already?
门徒的原文是学生、学徒和跟随者。
The original meaning of a disciple is students, apprentice, or follower.
就是老师在前面走。And that, 门徒在后面跟着，这个叫门徒。
And that is the teacher will walk in the front, and then the followers will be after him. That's disciples.
当一个医学生从医学院出来的时候，还不能称呼他为医生。
When a student graduated from medical school, we cannot call him or her a doctor yet.
他必须跟着这位教授去接触病人。
They have to follow the professor to.To reach out to the patients.
去看诊、问诊、学习开刀。
They have to learn all the things, including all the surgeries and also all the medical appointments.
然后他才变成一个医生。
and then they will become doctors.
当手术经常的时候，老师带着学生在做手术的时候，手术下台的时候，老师会留几针那个没有缝好的肚皮的线啊，给学生让他们去缝。
So in the surgery, at the end of it, the teacher will leave a few stitches for the students to complete the operation.
反正病人麻醉他不知道。
Well, it doesn't matter because the patient was anesthetized.
只要那个针不留在肚子里边就好了。
As long as you don't leave the needle in his body.
如果不熟悉，你可以回去买一些猪皮回来缝。
If you are not familiar with that, you can practice that with some pig skins at home.
所以门徒是什么呢？
So what is a disciple?
门徒是经过训练的人。
Disciples are people who are trained.
弟兄姊妹，你会祷告吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know how to pray?
当你面临一些情绪上的问题，生活上的问题，你会使用上帝的方法来解决吗？
When you face some issues with your daily lives or with your emotion, do you deal with it in God's way?
还是说你要打电话说牧师，牧师你来？
Or you call pastor and say, pastor, please come.
那就表示说我们的信仰是没有经过训练的。
And that is to say, our belief is not trained.
我们不能用信仰来面对我们的人生。
We are not able to use our faith to face our lives.
所以门徒是需要训练。
And that's why disciples needed to be trained.
我们今天不仅仅要成为一个的信徒，而且要被训练成为一位门徒。
Today, we don't only want to be a believer, we want to be trained to be a disciple.
我们要行使大使命，我们必须经过训练。
If we want to fulfill the Great Commission, we have to be trained.
我们才能够完成大使命。
Then we can fulfill the Great Commission.
耶稣基督说，凡我所吩咐你们的，你们都要教训他们去遵守。
Jesus said, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
当我们去宣教的时候，同样是需要经过门徒训练的。
When we go on to this mission trip, we also need to be trained.
我们对我们的信仰要有根基，有根有据。
We need to have a solid foundation on our belief.
我们要训练怎么样去传福音。
We have to be trained to preach the gospel.
我们很多的时候拿着那个五色环啊，那些那传福音。
There are some tools that we can use to talk about the gospel.
这是训练的一种。
This is part of the training.
我们也要学会怎么样跟一个陌生人，跟你不同文化的人，怎么去建立一个关系。
We also need to learn how to establish a relationship with someone who is from a totally different culture.
怎么去为他们祷告？
How to pray for them?
怎么样使用上帝的权柄来服侍他们？
How to exercise the Lord's power to serve them?
所以门徒就是会走路的人带着不会走路的人走路，叫门徒训练。
So discipleship is for someone who knows how to walk.To lead the one who cannot or does not know how to walk. That is discipleship.
刚信耶稣的人，他要学会怎么去吃饭，怎么去走路，怎么样去做人。
So even believing in Jesus, we still need to know how to eat, how to grow, how to walk, how to be a person.
所以我们说福音是生孩子，门徒训练是养孩子。
And that's why we say evangelism, the gospel, is to give birth. And then discipleship is really to feed so thatthe child will grow.
当我们在福音里面生了一个新生的婴孩的时候，我们学会怎么样一口一口的喂养他。
A new life was given, a new birth was given, to new believers, and what we need to do next is to feed them so that they will grow.
我们不能只生不养。
We cannot just give birth and without feeding.
因为一个信主的孩子，他要长大，能够长得强壮的时候，他必须会懂得怎么样才能够去面对靠上帝的事情，需要上帝的帮助来面对人生的问题。
Because a baby, a child in God, they need to be trained, they need to be fed so that they know how to face their life through God's authority and God's strength.
门徒被养好了才能够生孩子。
Only after they're well fed and they grow up, then they can reproduce and give birth to new babies.
生福音的孩子。
And it's the babies of evangelism.
一只羊它很瘦是生不出孩子的。
A sheep, if it is too skinny, there's no way that she can give birth.
所以门徒是能够复制，能够去承传的。
And that's why we say the disciples can be reproduced and can be replicated.
生了能够养，养了能够生。
Giving birth, and then to feed and grow, and then to give birth.
这个教会就才能成为一个健康的教会。
Then the church can become a healthy church.
我们今天太多的信徒，太少的门徒。
Today we have so many, too many believers, but too few disciples.
所以耶稣基督说，你们要去，去做我的门徒。
And that's why Jesus said, go and make disciples.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And I will be with you always to the very end of the age.
耶稣基督说，你们要去。
Jesus said, go.
去的意思就是要行动在先，然后才会有结果的。
And what Jesus was telling us is, you have to act, and then you will see the result.
你要去，我就会与你同在。
You have to go, and you find that I am with you.
在信仰里面，任何的原则都是行动在先，你的决定在先的。
The whole principle of our belief is always starts with action.
你做了，你就能明白。
You have to do it, then you understand.
你去了，上帝才能与你同在。
You go, then God can be with you there.
我们常常是反过来的。
We usually do it the other way.
我要通过了我的思想，我通过了明白，我才愿意去做。
Only when I understand, then I will follow.
因为明白是经过实际的一个的行动的。
Understanding has to be through actual actions.
我们的上帝是行动的上帝，我们的上帝是与我们同在的上帝。
Our God is a God in action. Our God is a God who is with us.
耶稣说，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And Jesus said,I am with you always to the very end of the age.
耶稣基督的同在是无条件的。
For Jesus to be with us always is unconditional.
所有的时间，所有的环境。
All times, all circumstances.
无论我们遇到怎么样的困难，会有怎么样的危险，还有受到怎么样的考验，上帝说，我都永远与你们同在。
Doesn't matter how difficult, how challenging, Jesus said, I am with you always.
上帝与我们的同在，是他的能力与我们同在。
When Jesus said he is with us, it is his authority that is with us.
他要叫我们去做的时候，他不会不给我们能力，他会给我们能力的。
When he asks us to do that, he will not take away the authority. He will give us the authority.
他让我们去做饭，他就给我们米。
If he wants us to cook, he will give us the rice.
所以我们不要担心，我们去行，我们去做的时候，上帝的能力就在我们身上。
So let us not worry about going and doing. God's power is going to be with us.
当我们去为福音做见证的时候，上帝的能力就会让一个人信主。
When we testify for the gospel, God's power is going to move the people's hearts to believe in Him.
使一个人信主的人不是我们的口才。
It is not about how well we can talk that we can have someone to believe in Christ.
是灵，上帝的灵与我们同在。
It is the presence of God's Spirit.
是上帝的灵让一个人能够顺服，能够听从，能够谦卑。
It is only God's Spirit can humble someone and to accept and to repent.
我们知道有很多弟兄姊妹为这次短间做了很多的一个的见证的训练。
So a lot of us going to this mission trip, we have shared our testimonies.
做见证就是将你自己亲眼看到的，是你亲身经历的，能够跟大家来分享。
It is as a witness to people to share with them what we have experienced.
他们喜欢听到真实的你。
People want to hear the genuineness.
真实的上帝。
The the real God.
他看到一个信主的人在他生命当中是有快乐的。
When they see the happiness and the joy in a person's, in a believer's life.
看到上帝是好的。
When they can see God is good.
当我们能够 enjoy 我们的信仰的时候，也会让他们能够 enjoy 被打动。
When we can enjoy our belief, then we can touch them so that they can enjoy the belief too.
上帝喜悦我们这样做。
The Lord is pleased with this.
报福音传喜讯的人，他们的脚中是何等的佳美。
How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
我们一起做个结束的祷告。
Let's pray together.
在这天父，我们爱我们主，感谢赞美你赐给我们的话。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the words that you have given us.
你让我们明白，你最大最后的命令是去为到万民当中去，使万民做你的门徒。
You let us know that the last and also the greatest commandment, the commission that you have for us, is to go to preach to the whole world.
使我们能够明白主你对我们所怀的心愿。
So that we understand your heart and your mind for us.
求主耶稣，你给我们勇气。
Please give us courage, Lord.
求你给我们有使命。
Please give us the mission mind.
来完成你的大使命。
To fulfill your great commission.
祷告祈求是奉主耶稣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.